Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road.
So, in other news that's not Olympics and not Trump and Harris, interesting Pew survey comes out talking about whether kids, whether people want to have kids or not. And this is the kind of thing that I just tell you, this is amazing. Okay. So the general takeaway of the study is that more people aren't having kids than used to not have kids. Right? But that's a known. It's a problem, but it's a known. The question is, you know, how much more and why? For example, if you have the share of adults under the age of 50 that say they're unlikely to ever have kids. No, I mean, once you hit 50, you're not really planning to have kids in the future. You might want to go for, like, it'd be more telling to go under 30, you know, or 35 or something like that. I don't think you're really... There are not a lot of options for most people planning to have kids again after. I mean, some do, but it's more rare. Okay, but if you go back to 2018, the number of adults under the age of 50 who say they are unlikely to ever have kids was 37%. Likely to have kids, 61%. So, you know, 61%, about 2-1. Not quite 2-1, but, you know, close. In 2023, just 5 years later, 47% unlikely to have kids under the age of 50. And only 50% likely to have kids, meaning that a 10-point difference, a 10-point swing in the number of people saying that they are likely to ever have children. But then if you drill down a little bit and you go down into some of the reasons here are amazing. Younger and older adults' reasons for not having children differ widely. Reason number one, and this is just kind of give you a compare. The number one reason for currently... Okay, children or people 18 to 49, unlikely to have children. 57% say they just don't want to. They just don't want them. 31% of people over the age of 50 explain why they didn't have kids because they didn't want to have kids. Okay, so 2-1 margin that people under the age of 50 just don't want kids. Now, just that alone is a massive cultural failure. Massive. Because, you know, the race, and I don't mean the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics. I mean the human race needs people to make more people. You know, you have huge demographic shifts going on in the world right now. The U.S. has been a little bit not as bad as some countries like Japan, for example, is facing catastrophe. And even China and India that thought they were getting ahead of the population bomb and cutting down on the diminishment of natural resources by reducing population through incentive or through, you know, law. And they're now like, oh, God, what have we done? Like, they're completely reversing course, particularly China is completely reversing course. If you don't promote the value of marriage and children and raising them, because... Let's tell the truth. Marriage and parenting is suffering. And anybody who doesn't agree to that hasn't tried it yet. There are many times that are not suffering. There are many times that are bliss and joy and reward. But there are many times that are not. Okay? And that's not a message that you necessarily need to tell a lot of. You know, I think that we do a disservice when we have the ride off into the sunset together kind of nonsense belief about marriage. You know, you're not preparing people properly for the struggles they're going to encounter. And then when they encounter struggles, they think, well, I married the wrong person. No, you married a person and you're the wrong person. And, you know, you're going to have challenges. OK, so to some degree, people need to be aware that having kids is a lot of suffering, too. But that's not the sales pitch. And you need the sales pitch because you need to get people having them. Believing that it's normal, believing that it's good, that it's virtuous, that it's a part of a richer life, that having, you know, 8 is better than 4 and 4 is better than 2 and 2 is better than 1 and 1 is better than none. If you can. Now, I know some people can't, and that's a whole different conversation. It's the people who won't, not the people who can't. So the fact that they don't want to have kids is what they would have said in Cool Hand Luke, a failure to communicate the message of being human to the next generation. We are failing that message. Okay, going on down the list. They wanted to focus on other things. 44% of the young people said this, 21% of the older people. Again, a failure to communicate about what makes life rich and valuable and worth living. You know, focus on yourself. Have fun. Enjoy. Eat the food. Listen to the music. Go to the parties. Have the nice furniture and the nice clothes and the fast car. Which, all of which you have to sacrifice typically in order to have kids. You know, you make trade-offs. Okay? The notion that you can live a complete and fulfilled life and focus on those shallow, materialistic, selfish things is sad. And a failure to communicate the vision of the robust human life. Maybe you say also a failure of religion to communicate to people the totality of a rich human life that images God. But okay, again, this is where we are. Knowing where we are is how you start talking about how do you fix it. Concerns about the state of the world. 38% of people under 50 won't have kids because they're worried about global warming or geopolitical strife or racism or Donald Trump or whatever. 13% of people over the age of 50. I wouldn't dare bring a kid into this world. Every generation has been able to say that. And every generation, actually, things get better, weirdly. But every generation could have said that, and then most of the time they didn't. Can't afford to raise a child, 36%. That's why now, 12% in the past. There's no time when it's going to financially make sense for you to have kids. No time. It'll never be a winning investment financially. It will cost you lots and lots and lots of money. It's never affordable. It doesn't stop poor people from having kids. It doesn't stop people in third world countries from having kids. And it should not stop you from having kids unless you bought into this weird notion of the secure, materialistic, selfish life being the fulfillment of all human potential. A failure to communicate the vision of humanity. Concerns about the environment, 26%. Haven't found the right partner. That was actually more for the older people. A third of them said that. A quarter of the youngins said this. They don't really like kids, 20%, 1 in 5, 8% before. And there are some other reasons as well. The primary reason, the biggest number one reason why people over the age of 50 didn't have kids, and this shows you the culture failure, is it just never happened. They never met the person, they never got pregnant, they, you know, right? Okay, which is a very understandable reason. This is of the people who don't have kids. I'm kind of freaked out by this survey. It fits too well with everything I already know for me to be surprised by it. But this scares me for the future of the country. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're at the intersection of Garden Street and Pace Boulevard, we're seeing some delays in all directions there. No accidents to report to you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, speaking about the nice things in life, you know, sometimes you look at that nice, shiny vehicle and you think, man, I want to buy that. What does Dave Ramsey always recommend? Hey, get yourself a car you can afford, then eventually be wise, and then trade up to a used car you can afford that's not brand new, but not as used either, right? One that's a couple of years young, low miles, great condition, you get a good price on it, and then you drive that thing until the wheels fall off. That's how I do cars, okay? I know not everybody does that, but that's how I do. And that's why Frontier Motors is like my place. We went there just because they had a car. They had a Honda Odyssey that was the perfect car for us, and we weren't even going to buy it, but we bought it because we couldn't say no, literally, once we drove it. It was such a good deal on such a perfect car for us. But they specialize in that kind of car. You know, the really good quality, not new to you, basically. You know, it's been driven for a year or two, and then you pick it up at good deals, and then they stand by their products afterwards, and then, you know, 10 or 12 years down the road, you buy another car from them. That's what I plan to do, and that's what they have been capitalizing on for more than 25 years, repeat business. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms. You've just discovered you have...
bed bugs? What do I do? How to get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
Lori and PJ know just what to do. At Davis Hardware and U-Haul, they have the solution for you.
Hi, can we help you?
We have bed bugs, more than a few.
They are a bugger to eradicate, but we can guide you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees know what happens when infestations get out of hand and have the experience to help you get rid of your uninvited bedmates.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 8 till noon.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Dude, shut up, Porsche.
I had somebody text in. One person said, I've seen kids, I don't want them. And, I mean, I understand. And I don't necessarily want the people who don't want kids to have them. You know, that's not necessarily a great thing. Somebody else texted in, I love not having kids. We travel at will and do whatever we want. No, I get it. You know, I do get it. Being in college was many times more fun thinking about the fun we had versus, you know, being an adult and raising kids. But if you appreciate the gift your parents gave you, then maybe you do likewise for somebody else. You know, maybe, just maybe, serving other people is more the point of humanity than, you know. It's really easy to come off sounding harsh talking about this. But there's... You make babies and raise babies in order to do a kind thing, in order to do a loving thing, a generous thing. And, you know, frankly, if you're religious, to image God, you know, that's the idea. Family images God. That's why we've been kind of religious today on the show. I'm not always this religious, but I guess it's worth knowing it's in the backdrop. And obviously the objections over the Olympic ceremony kind of bring that out a little bit in me. But, you know, God makes man in his image, makes them in his image. They image us. The pronouns there are plural. And the idea is that one man alone is not good, but one man with a wife making babies is good because it images God fully. One person doesn't fully image God. A family images God, the Trinity, right? Now, that doesn't mean that a person can't image God in a useful way. I'm not trying to say that the single people aren't. There's a lot to this topic. But that's my read on the it's not good for man to be alone. Like, it's not good to misrepresent the nature of God for a single human to be isolated without loving context in a marriage making children. That's the way I read that passage. 822 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
An Indian man is facing charges that he sold thousands of counterfeit cancer drugs to people in the U.S. Sanjay Kumar was arrested in Houston on Friday. He was in the country to allegedly negotiate more fraudulent deals. This is according to the Justice Department. He now faces multiple counts of conspiracy to traffic counterfeit drugs and could face up to 20 years in prison on each charge. The second man injured during the attempted assassination of former President Trump earlier this month has now been released from the hospital. James Copenhaver was discharged on Friday. And there's a new blood test that can determine if memory loss is a result of Alzheimer's disease. And they say this test has 90% accuracy. A study found the test was more accurate than diagnoses from specialists or primary care doctors. Those results were published on Sunday in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Interesting. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, somebody texts in and says, have one child with your wife, and if you want a second one, adopt. I have tremendous respect for people who foster and adopt. I do. It never quite made sense for us, but maybe that's our own. We were selfish. I'm open to that criticism. I have great admiration for the people who adopt. I think that's wonderful. I don't think you should stop making babies. You know, kind of like I don't think that the people who say, you know, don't breed the dogs because you also can adopt the dogs. I think you can do both. But, you know, that's kind of its own separate one. 437-1620. There are a couple of other texts came in. Where are they? Oh, back to the Olympics for just one second. A lot of the online back and forth over the drag show Last Supper has been whether it's the Last Supper or not. I'll put it this way. If for them to say that it isn't the Last Supper, that's not the point. Because it's so obviously stylistically reminiscent of that, that you would have to be an imbecile not to think that that visual display wouldn't remind people of the Last Supper. And so even granting the maximum amount of latitude and grace to the Tom Jolly and the other folks who put this together, that they really meant it, this other thing, okay, this other famous painting, semi-famous painting. You'd have to really not be paying attention to not think, oh, people are going to think that looks like the Last Supper. Is that something that we're willing to embrace or not? Now, again, I've said a lot of other stuff about this, and I think most people are wrong in their overreaction to all of it, but that one line of argument that it's really about this and not about this, it's really Dionysus and not the Last Supper, it's this, not Da Vinci, yeah, but you'd be dumb not to be aware that people are going to see it the way they're seeing it. And so that's not really a good defense. Oh, and by the way, the Anne de Camp, she's one of the representatives of the IOC or of the French Planning Committee. Her apology, not apology.
And clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. If people have taken any offense, we are, of course, really, really sorry.
I always hate the if apology. You know, if you're upset, I'm sorry. And again, I would have had more admiration for them, honestly, if they'd have said, yeah, you know, we figured it would offend some people. And? I mean, that's true. Come on, you know that's true. And that's why, again, I'm not worked up about this. I just think there's so much... People can do better at the thinking all over the place. 826 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you're traveling on Highway 29 right around East Kingsfield Road, there's an accident there. No roadblock, but it's just a little minor delays that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's just on this kids topic somebody sent in. I told my wife her kids are spoiled, and she said, they all smell that way. It's a Rodney Dangerfield joke, apparently. I don't know. That made me laugh. That was cute. I appreciate that. 437-1620. And in case you're new to the show, I just want to let you know, you are always free to disagree with me. Always. I don't... It not only does it not bother me, I enjoy it. I'll tell you why. I think you learn the best and have the most fun by talking about things with people who don't see it your way. The people who agree with you are, in a certain way, it's kind of boring, you know, if they all think the way you think, because they're and also there's a kind of a narcissism, you know, that like you surround yourself with people who think the way you think, and kind of like what you really like in them is that they sound like you, and you know, that's not the most. I like people who disagree with me or think a different way, because they're gonna keep me from making dumb mistakes, you know, and. Boy, every human's prone to it. So you surround yourself a little bit with, and, you know, I like to read contrary things. I like to read people who don't agree with me, because what it does a lot of times is I think, you know, I was already aware of that, and so I know how to respond to it.
Cough.
And, sorry, John. You didn't expect that, did you? It's been a while. Anyway, but that's me, and I know not everybody likes that. But a little bit of it, you know, a little bit of it. Surround yourself by a little bit of, you know, disharmony, a little bit of discord. Make sure you're seeing the world the right way. It might provoke you. The reason we don't a lot of times is because we're afraid. You don't admit it. But deep down underneath that desire to surround yourself with people that think like you is the fear that somebody is going to say something that you don't know how to respond to it, and then it's going to make you give up your belief. That's fear. Okay, and by the way, when you're new in beliefs, that's actually okay. You know, again, we're so much on the religion day, but like, you know, the brand new convert to the faith doesn't necessarily need to be hanging out with all the atheists and, you know, the Satan worshipers. Not in the beginning, you know, get a little bit of strength, build up a little bit, and then maybe, you know, and actually then yes, okay, no problem. But in the beginning, it's okay. I like children. You know, you don't necessarily expose children to every contrary idea in the beginning, but if they can't handle it by the time they're in high school, boy, you've done something wrong. Because they're going to see it at some point, and then if they're vulnerable to it, well, you're going to lose them, right? That's no good. 437-1620, 437-1620. Speaking of education and learning and art, Pensacola State College has all kinds of fabulous stuff. By the way, I've not talked about this, but I love the art they've got on the walls of the buildings outside. It's just... it's cool. Like, I'm a big fan of the murals that they've got, and there are so many of them. Anyway, PSC, great source of, instruction and art and learning different skills, and also, of course, going back to school if you want to get a different career. Or if you, like us, if you have kids who are in high school and you want to do dual enrollment and get them college credit while they're in high school, which is no charge. Okay, it's free. Books are free. Everything's free. So our two oldest, and our third is about to, but our two oldest did 3 years of dual enrollment at PSC and went to university with a year and a half of college credit under their belt as sophomores and a half, which for us as homeschoolers was great because they got more experience in classroom settings with teachers instead of just mom. And also we can select the sections. They have lots of times being offered, lots of teachers, different teachers being offered. You can pick the ones that work for you. So PSC has been great for my family. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out more at pensacolastate.edu.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's calling for 18-year term limits and a code of conduct for Supreme Court justices, also a constitutional amendment to limit presidential immunity.
Joe Biden releasing a new op-ed this morning, saying in part, "I have great respect for our institutions and separation of powers. What is happening now is not normal, and it undermines the public's confidence in the court's decisions, including those impacting personal freedoms. We now stand in a breach."
Fox's Todd Pyro. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and his opponent both say they won yesterday's election, with Maduro declared the winner.
Edmundo Gonzalez says the victory Maduro is claiming of 55% to 44% is unverifiable, and that Maduro's government is refusing to release tallies from 30,000 polling places now that their exit polling showed an opposition victory.
Fox's Evan Brown. President Maduro says he's been reelected to a third six-year term. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Sunshine this morning. It's 80 degrees right now. Heat index up to about 94 right now across the area. Two people are dead, seven injured. This is after a drive-by shooting last night. WEAR reporting it happened about 8 o'clock last night at the Wedgewood Community Center on Wagner Road during a basketball game. Witnesses tell Channel 3 the victims were in a vehicle at the scene. Reportedly, that vehicle had bullet damage. No word yet on the identities or current conditions of the victims or on any possible suspects, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn more about that. Also, in an unrelated incident, a woman shot in Beulah Saturday night. Escambia County deputies responding to a home on Cali Lane where they found the victim. She was taken to a hospital. No word on her current condition. Investigators have not identified that woman. The incident does remain under investigation. CEFCO gas stations are being sold to Casey's General Stores, a chain out of the Midwest known for its pizza. Casey's is reportedly acquiring CEFCO's parent company in a $1.145 billion deal, and they'll take over all 198 CEFCO stores in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas. That deal set to close at the end of the year. A 64-year-old Milton man has died after his SUV rolled on State 4 in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. That happened on Sunday. FHP says the man was traveling eastbound on SR4 just west of Picnic Road when his vehicle hit the shoulder. Troopers say the driver then overcorrected and the SUV rolled and hit some trees. FHP investigating that crash. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida's off the map for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Spend your money down here. It's the equivalent of lighting it on fire, but I welcome that. You are not going to win Florida. You're going to run into a big red brick wall.
And DeSantis was on Fox News yesterday to discuss the election in November. The most recent poll in Florida was released about 2 weeks ago, and in that poll, it showed Donald Trump leading Harris by about 10 percentage points in the state. Speaking of former President Trump, he says he's going to continue holding outdoor rallies after the attempt on his life earlier this month.
In a post on Truth Social Sunday, Trump said the Secret Service has agreed to substantially heighten protection at those events. He did not provide any details on what additional steps might be taken. Trump said on Friday he plans to head back to Butler, Pennsylvania, where the assassination attempt took place, to hold another campaign rally. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you very much, Mark. And some reaction from Marco Rubio to that election in Venezuela. He says it's a complete fraud. And he also believes the Biden-Harris administration is partly to blame for that. Rubio writing on X that after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory, he says the Biden and Harris administration had eased Trump sanctions on the Maduro regime as part of a deal for elections in the country. The New York Times reporting that vote was riddled with irregularities, and the result is likely to be disputed. It is 8:34, just a few seconds away from 8:35. Now let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecu.fl.gov. Just one accident on the books right now if you're rolling through Highway 29 and East Kingsfield Road. Got a crash off to the side of the road. Just minor delays with that. But other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances around through Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. It's 80 right now. It's sunny in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. And your money now. Markets are mixed this morning. At the opening bell, the Dow's down 92 points at 44.96.90. S&P up 10 points at 54.69. The NASDAQ is up 87 points at 17.445. Your 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.16%. Gold price is down, up 12.70 at 23.93.90. Silver price is up 14 cents at 28.16, and Bitcoin up almost 1,500 this morning. It's at 69,630 even right now. More than 2,500 SAG-AFTRA video game actors hitting the picket lines today, a strike officially beginning last week after contract talks broke down between the union and the video game industry. Actors want protections from being replaced by artificial intelligence as well as a new fee structure. Airlines bracing for the end of the revenge travel boom, cutting ticket prices to fill seats.
That's a big turnaround from a period of high airfares when passengers were desperate to travel anywhere and airlines suffered from a shortage of planes. The changes have largely come on shorter routes in the U.S. and Europe and in economy class, with more expensive seats in business and first class less affected. American Airlines has slashed its profit forecast for the year, and Spirit Airlines cut its revenue outlook for the second quarter. Southwest Airlines will begin offering assigned seats to boost revenue, leaving behind their company-defining free-for-all seating policy. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thanks, Tammy. McDonald's saying they missed expected revenue and earnings for the second quarter. The fast food chain reporting just under $6.5 billion in revenue below the $6.6 billion analysts had predicted. That report coming as the company is now seeing consumers that just don't see fast food as a good deal and are looking at other options. It's 8:37 now. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rigi Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 400.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. If you haven't already had enough Olympics talk for the day, we're going to stay on subject. But this is the lighthearted, frivolous version. And it's a simple one. Really, it's a simple one. Favorite and least favorite Olympic sport. 437-1620, 437-1620. What's your one that you just get excited about? And I guess we'll confine it to Summer Olympics, because this is the Summer Olympics, not winter. Don't text me with luge. You know, there's no luge in the Summer Olympics. But text me with your favorite and your least favorite, 437-1620. I'm always curious because, I will acknowledge that there are Olympics. I love the Olympics. I do. I really enjoy the Olympics. I will binge watch. I only have so much time, so I'm watching it with a lot of fast forward involved, looking for the drama moments and the cool stuff. I'm not going to sit there and watch the whole soccer game or much of the soccer, but I will watch occasionally. I will watch the finals typically of most events, so so much of it appeals to me. And then there's dressage. I've tried to watch dressage and appreciate it, and I don't. That's it. John, you have a favorite, least favorite? 437-1620, 437-1620.
My favorite is men's basketball.
Really?
Watching the USA play. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I like scheduled my whole Sunday around that.
Even with the weird trapezoid key, you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They still have that,
it's
right?
It's interesting.
It's still the trapezoid key, not the rectangle? In the international, I thought
remember.
It was. Okay, all right, anyway. So I watched very little of the one game yesterday, so... I just kind of fast forward. But you like the basketball.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not an answer I would have expected. So, okay.
Really?
Are you a huge basketball fan in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. College and pro?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. All right. Fair enough. Least favorite?
The equestrian.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't want to see horses prancing around. And that's, I just was like, really?
Why are you anti-prance?
Just because.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Right, they should have humans doing it. That's an Olympic sport.
the hobby horse.
Thing. Yes.
That still cracks me up, but that's fair. 437-1620. Tell me your favorite, your least favorite. The one you can't wait to watch and the one that you skip over every single time. 437-1620. Let's see. Where did it go now? Okay. Fencing. But I don't know whether this is pro or con. I can't watch the fencing. I don't know what happened. Every time. I don't know what happened. I see the light goes off. I don't know what happened. I didn't see it. Can't follow it. It's too fast. I don't get it. I need to understand a sport. Now, and I understand a lot of sports. And if I understand the sport, then I can see the drama in it. And I can see the development and the, you know, the ebb and the flow and the emotion. And in fencing, it's over. What happened? I don't know. They got a light. The other guy got a light. I don't get it at all. And maybe it's a TV thing. Maybe it's too fast for my eyes thing. I don't know. But I can't enjoy it. Whereas swimming I enjoy. I can see that happening. Now, I don't need to see all 8,000 meters. I can fast forward. Okay, competitive. You know, I like the hundreds. I like the 400s. I like the, you know, relatively short races. And even though sometimes I don't have enough patience to watch, I don't enjoy it as much. Some sports I like watching the performance. Gymnastics. I don't really care who's doing great, as long as it's interesting. In things like swimming and track and field, I'm more like it when the Americans are doing well. And otherwise, I'm not as interested. It's not as fun to watch, you know, unless you got somebody like Usain Bolt, which is not this year. But, you know, then it's fun to watch. 4-3-7-16-20. Let's see. Now my favorite is rugby sevens. Really? Well, I guess but you got to know the rules for rugby. And I'm soft on the rules for rugby. I don't really get. I have great respect for rugby players because those people are tough. You know, no pads. But anyway, okay, interesting. Least favorite is fencing. Somebody says favorite is surfing. Least favorite is synchronized swimming. Okay, I understand why you wouldn't like synchro swimming. My mom did synchro swimming in college, so she kind of imparted the love of the sport to me. And I have I'd rather watch synchronized swimming than water polo all day because it's amazing what they do. Like, and same for the diving, synchronized diving. I mean, I love all the diving events. But that's also, you know, I was raised in a water family. So that's kind of where that comes from. Track and field is the flagship of the Olympics, somebody says. Synchronized swimming is hard to watch. I'm sorry. I know. I mean, I do get it. But somebody else says 4-3-7-16-20. The question is favorite and least favorite Olympic sports. I'm with you on the dressage. Horses don't act like that on their own. Very similar to elephants in the circus. Doesn't seem fair to the animals. I think that dressage is a whole lot better than watching the surfers sit out in the water and do nothing. Meanwhile, somebody else says my very favorite is the surfing. And that's part of what's cool about it is, you know, it's something for everybody. You know, and by the way, in some sports in the Olympics are amazing sports to play, not as much fun to watch, or amazing sports that just don't show well on TV. And I'll talk about that in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays as you're leaving Pace on Highway 90 down to Pensacola through that construction zone. Other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I do have to give credit to this text. The worst sport in the Olympics is race walking. It may not be the only awful one, but this is competitive in that category. That is a really lame event. I agree. Somebody else says, let's see, beach volleyball is the best. Okay, so I played volleyball in high school. I started our high school volleyball team, and I played volleyball in college. If you know me, you might laugh at that. How can somebody that size be? And that was before they had liberos, okay? So that would have – no, I was a setter, okay, obviously, not a middle blocker. But in any case, man, the Olympics for men's indoor volleyball, the pinnacle of volleyball is men's indoor volleyball. Beach is fun. Beach is fine. But the plays, the speed, especially as somebody who played the sport, I could watch men's indoor volleyball all day. I don't even care who's playing. They're all so good. And beach is fine. Okay. Beach is fine. And women's is fine also, but men's is for me, where's that? But I will tell you, I mentioned it earlier in the show. I'm really some people are irritated about the opening ceremonies. I'm angry at whoever picked the colors for the volleyball stadium. Because the volleyball court is like a pastel, and then they have these pastel yellows and purples in the stands, and the ball is a light yellow. It's hard to see on TV. This should not be a problem. They should, change ball colors. At this point, they can't change the court. But whoever did this did not think about what it would look like on TV, because it is just plain hard to watch on TV. And that really aggravates me because I love to watch men's indoor volleyball and women's indoor volleyball on TV. You don't have this problem on beach, and you didn't have this problem in the last Olympics, but somebody fails the color chart analysis test for volleyball. 4-3-7-16-20. What else do we have? That's a different topic. Gymnastics is the only good part of the Summer Olympics. Gymnastics is always fun to watch. I don't have the patience for the qualifiers anymore, but watching the individual and the all-around and the team, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of fun. That really is. And Simone Biles, you know, man, there's always these standouts, and the standouts are just phenomenal people to watch. Somebody says, Summer Olympics bore me. Winter Olympics have speed and danger and blades and, you know, 80 miles an hour luge, right? All judged events and performing arts should be in a separate performing arts Olympics. Track and field events, survival skill events. Survival skills events are my favorite. I get that. Also, kayaking. I don't understand the kayaking. It looks hard. It looks like they know what the rules are. I don't get it. And I've kayaked. Not like that, you know, but I kind of watch it. And it's a sport what I wish is you'd explain it to me a little bit better. So I kind of am out on that one. Somebody says the pentathlon. It represented what military members had to do across a wide range of disciplines. Yeah, the heptathlon, pentathlon, actually, is the heptathlon still in? Anyway, the decathlon, all of those. I agree. That's like the real athlete can do all these things. Favorite is track and field, followed closely by gymnastics. Least favorite is the equestrian. Somebody says BMX, and I don't know whether they're favorite or not favorite. I'm assuming favorite. Skateboarding is also fun. And I like the recognition that's been brought to skateboarding, because skateboarding is extremely hard to do well, and the fact that it's recognized as an athletic event. But it does look a little different than, say, the stylistic, perfect posture and performance that the, for example, synchronized swimming or the gymnastics or the divers bring out. And then, you know, you've got hoodies and hunched shoulders for all the skaters, and they're, you know, skaters look a certain way, and they stand a certain way, and then they do these ridiculous things with their feet and arms. 4-3-7-16-20. Breaking. Oh, is that this year? Is breakdancing in this?
Yes, it's this year.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't seen that yet. I'm interested to see that, though. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big dance fan, so and you know, breaking also very, very, very physically demanding to do. Somebody says javelin. They like javelin because, you know, it's lawn darts for gold medals. I like that. That's good. 850 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Tyler Mack, internationally known singer and nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. Rock out with Tyler Mack at Bands on the Beach tomorrow night.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Excuse me. I think this might be Gatorade or something. I was just looking for some regular water.
Water?
Yeah.
You mean like in the toilet? What for?
Well, I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. And if I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain of money pile up to my chin.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And I thought this was, you know, when you're in leadership like Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa, you get to meet a lot of different people. And it's always fun because you kind of have created a community that persists through time. And whenever you see those people doing cool things, I always like to celebrate them. And Prudence Caskey with 4-H in Santa Rosa County was actually on WEAR the other day in what I thought was a really interesting story about the solar fields.
Florida Power and Light invited the Santa Rosa County 4-H group to one of their solar sites to see one of their big projects. FPL has been using sheep to maintain the vegetation at the Blackwater River Solar Energy Center in Milton for about a year now. The animals basically cut the grass here. They call it solar grazing. The Santa Rosa County 4-H members also got credit for working community service hours with this trip, and FPL presented the organization with a check for $5,000.
The partnership between Florida Power and Light and Santa Rosa County 4-H is vital to our programming. We have our public speaking program that we reach about 5,000 youth in Santa Rosa County every year. And without our partnership with Florida Power and Light, we would not be able to maintain that program.
Well, since the project began, that flock has nearly doubled in size. They've got about 100 sheep there now. And the savings from using these animals, they help keeps costs down for FPL customers.
Plus wool. No, I think that's a great thing. I do have my concerns generally about the vast expansion and conversion of land to solar fields. Not because I'm anti-solar, but because I wonder what are we losing in the process, you know. And I do have other questions about what's that generally doing to the environment, let's say, or what's that doing to farmland and things like that. But I mean, if you're gonna have solar fields and you're going to have grass, and how are you going to mow around the devices? It'll let the sheep graze. You know, that makes sense to me. That's kind of cool. Oh, a smallish sort of note, but it came out of the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. You remember Tibet Drive? If you live near Tiger Point, you know well Tibet Drive, I'm sure. But Tibet Drive is actually really getting close to actually getting started, to actually getting fixed. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Not seeing any delays either. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Colton Wright, County Commissioner for District 5, that's Midway Gulf Breeze, talked about this at the committee meeting last Monday.
You just want to point out Tibet Drive Construction Award. Glad it's been almost 4 years now that we've been working on that, but I'm glad to see that's going out to a contractor to proceed with construction on the repairs of Tibet Drive and that easement and that agreement that we took over. There's a lot of people in Tiger Point that will be thrilled to finally have a road that's passable, that's not a stormwater problem, and that's not full of potholes.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Remember, that's the little connector in front of the clubhouse that was not really a road, but people used as a road. And then the guy who was building all the apartments, it was his property, and he didn't want to repair it and didn't, you know, and people used it so it became impassable, and they worked out a deal where basically they acquired the land and now they've turned it into a road, and the construction is supposed to begin, which is going to finish up that project, and that's just wonderful. Meanwhile, I will take this as a moment of just, it's a pride thing kind of to me as I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan, but there have been two noteworthy milestones happen in the last week related to the Cardinals. One was Lance Lynn got his 2,000th strikeout, which is, there's only been like 80. Or so pitchers that have gotten 2,000 strikeouts. That's very impressive. And Paul Goldschmidt, who started off as a Diamondback and plays for the Cardinals now.
Swing and a drive, deep toward left. Number 2,000, a home run.
Paul Goldschmidt's first career hit came in 2011 against Matt Cain.
Yeah, home run for your 2,000th hit. John, you're kind of a sports guy.
Right.
How many baseball players have 2,000 hits?
Wow.
There's been about 20,000 players total.
Right.
Like anybody who's ever been in a major league game counts as a player. So 20,000 players total ever in history. How many of them have 2,000 hits?
I know the number's going to be low.
It's probably higher than you think.
Like 75?
Oh, much higher than that. 300.
300?
Yeah. I was surprised, too, because pitchers is only like 80 for 2,000. Right. Then again, there are fewer pitchers than there are regular players, you know, so maybe that's kind of the issue there. But yeah, about 300 players. So,
interesting.
Yeah, a number, okay? 2,000 isn't like the end-all, be-all, but still kind of cool two little milestones there. 437-1620. Oh, one last quick thing. You know, there's a lot of, like, fake stuff running around on the internet. This is a real comment by Kamala Harris back from 2014. This is real. If you haven't seen this yet, it's impressive.
What's the other thing we know about this population? And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Get out the youth vote, y'all. Kamala Harris believes in you.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and...